At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey guys, welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. Today we got a great episode coming at you.
Wait, okay, we should all do it.
Yeah, do your radio voice.
Okay. Hey everyone, welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. Today we have our very, very top celebrity chef, Miss Remy Ashton.
Very good. That's really nice.
Thank you. You should try.
Good morning, Los Angeles. Today on the Basically Unfiltered halftime show, we have the superstar Remy Ashton here away from her cooking to join us on a
Why did you moan?
Right here only on Basically Unfiltered. Her
pants. Guys, this was really good. It was horrible, but it was so good.
Okay, so before we start the episode, we're going to be bringing a game back.
Ew, enough Zane of the Anchorman voice. Get rid of it.
I thought that was your normal voice.
I thought that was pretty normal, though.
I thought that was super normal.
Before we get into the episode
yours is really good.
Before we get into the episode today, we are going to be playing a fun game that you guys are going to be a part of.
A part of.
You guys might remember it from a few of our episodes, but it's the word game. We don't really have a name for it. But basically we draw.
It's called Secret Word.
Is this a secret word game?
It's a super secret word game.
Secret word game.
Personally, my least favorite game that we've ever played. I hate this game. I actually hate this game with a passion, but people love it.
Okay. I have a question. Are you focusing so hard on saying your words that you don't focus on what people are
Remy,
saying?
Remy, the entire hour.
I think I would do the same. Okay, I'll give it my best shot, though.
Okay so we're all going to draw two words from the to-go cup carrier. Uh-huh. And look at them, put them in your pocket, just memorize them, and try to, at some point throughout the episode, say both of your words.
Okay.
And what do we win if we win?
What's the prize?
You just win. No more prizes, Remy.
Because now I think we owe you like multiple trips.
Yeah, I think we're done with that.
What's one more?
But okay. This is going to be a test run. Maybe next time we'll do like a little prize, but we're going to do a test run.
If we suck and they're great, then we'll do a prize next time, obviously. So right.
Okay, that works for me.
We need to get our confidence back.
Exactly.
Right now we're 0 for 2.
Yeah, we just got to get these words in naturally as we're talking. And everybody has only two chances to call out the bluff. So if we're having a conversation and somebody said the word, let them finish the story and go. Before we continue, I'd like to call you out on a word that I think is one of your words.
Okay, so the most way someone can win is if they're the ones who catch everyone's and no one guesses theirs, correct?
Catching somebody else is more just like taking it away from them, right?
Okay.
You want to be able to get both of yours in without getting caught.
Okay, give me one job. I can't do
it all. Okay, and we wait for them to finish and then we say, is there like a word, or we just say, I think this was your word?
Busted.
Yeah, and then if you get it wrong, then you have one more chance to get somebody else's word.
Okay, we got two. Okay, so two words and two chances.
Yeah,
got it.
And once you get rid of those two chances, you cannot call out any words that you think.
Okay.
Once you run out of those.
So savor them.
Yes.
Wait, all right. If someone does get fully out, they should be able to see other words, so then they can know when someone's saying, that's funny, it makes it harder.
Or if you lose, you have to be silent the rest of the episode.
I say mine the first minute. No, because you wouldn't be able to stay quiet at all.
That's true. That'd be really bad. Okay. All right. So we're going to start the episode. We're going to each pick a piece of peep.
Okay. Don't look, because you can kind of see through it.
Okay. So my words
are... two pieces of paper.
Wait, I'm just kidding.
So two pieces of paper, right?
The way I fully believed that.
Thank you. Good words, Jordan.
Okay, my mind's going.
All right. Yeah, my mind's racing right now.
I can't think about the episode now. Everything's going.
Library! So you guys...
Phalanges! Did you guys used to...
Did you just try to sneak one out? Yeah, right? Yeah, like a...
Phalanges is interesting. That's a very interesting one just to
soon.
Even think about.
Too soon. But that would be the word, but I don't think that's her word.
Okay, well, let's start the game then.
We're okay. Gonna nasty little.
We're gonna start after the intro.
Okay.
How's everybody's day? Good.
So good.
I hope it was absolutely terrific.
It was absolutely fantastic. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. Oh, she's trying to throw us off our trail.
Yeah, that's.
Jordan and I are on the same wavelength. Should we roll the intro?
Oh, you really want to throw your word in, huh?
She said, let's get it going.
We got to get into it.
All right. Okay. Well, you guys asked for this. Everyone listening, we did not ask for this game.
I'm having fun.
This is the way it's going to be. All right. Mariah, you know what to do, baby. Roll the intro.
Hit it.
Well, damn, Remy can't even think. Say the intro.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. My one job. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And you are here for another episode.
An incredible episode that's going to blow your socks off.
Wow.
Speaking of socks, I see your comments. Yes, my socks are dirty sometimes.
Ooh.
Okay?
Oh, people are saying.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. I wore black purposely today.
Oh, Zane's tucking his foot.
Hey, what?
I saw that.
No. I think it's not this show. It's the other show. I'm so embarrassed with the episode that we put out. I just wish Mariah like zoomed in just a little bit because I'm wearing shorts and they're completely like tucked. Like they're.
What do you mean? Like your piece?
Yeah.
Area?
So I like to sit comfortably, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, but you're also like.
No, I'm not. No, you are. And you like to do it in your YouTube thumbnails. I like to be comfortable, especially on this big couch. This feels like a bed, you know? So I'm like, it's hard for me to sit. Like, I can't. So I like to put my feet up. But in our Unfiltered episode, my feet were kind of up, or I was like very comfortable, and my shorts went all the way. I was wearing gym shorts, and it went all the way down. And the entire time, you just see and it's not something. The biggest imprint.
Save it for Patreon.
The peach.
You just saw the peach the entire time, and it's like the way I'm sitting, the angle of the camera.
Is it just like a little upward?
Yeah.
No. You gotta do the like running shorts at least.
So I know people are constantly looking at like my shoe or like seeing if my socks are on or off or my peach.
Yeah, you gotta.
Which I get.
Hey,
that's all I had to say.
All eyes on you, babe.
It's just.
I'm like, how does it feel knowing everyone's looking right now?
No, I know. I just sometimes forget that a lot of people are watching this. You know how, you know, on the news, like the morning show or something.
Yeah.
People are dressed up really nice because there's a lot of people watching. Yeah. And I just tend to, I don't know if I don't care or I just forget that there's a lot of people watching. And I'm just wearing these gym shorts that like, are you see everything? Like, what am I doing? I need to
pull yourself together.
I need to put like more thought and time. Maybe look a little bit more presentable or look a little nice.
You slouch. Like you start here and then by the end, you're like, my words. My words.
I can't see it. Jordan's handwriting. I can't even barely read it, the words.
Well, I have some exciting news.
You have, what do you got?
Cal and I are about to celebrate our 5-year anniversary.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're going to Hawaii for our anniversary trip. But I like wasn't sure where to go because I was like, I was talking to you and I was like, do I do something? Do I not? It's our 5-year. I feel like that's a big thing. So I ended up deciding on Hawaii. We were thinking about going to somewhere in Mexico.
Mexico's not in Hawaii.
No, no, like we wanted to go to like a beach.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to like weigh where
got
to
go
for vacation. I really wanted to go to Mexico, but what's the hotel or which is the airport that has a Margaritaville in the airport?
That's all you care about?
That's what I wanted
to
do.
That's all I need.
No way.
No, I swear. I think it's when you go into Cancun. I think it's Cancun.
Okay.
I wanted to
Cancun is not, if you're going for like your anniversary,
I wouldn't go.
I love Mexico.
Cancun. I love Mexico too, but like for a 5-year anniversary, you're trying to go for somewhere romantic, right? Or do you not really care about that?
I just wanted to get tan. We ended up deciding on Hawaii.
But you were specifically wanting to go to the airport that has...
What was the word?
A Margaritaville.
Oh, Margaritaville.
But I wanted to go... Well, I just went there recently and I love like the whole area and the vibe. And then you take a car to go to Tulum 2 hours
I know, but that's like too far. I like landing and then being there. I hate when you have to like take another 2 hours to get to your final destination. True.
We ended up deciding on Hawaii. So...
Which one are you doing?
What hotel?
Which part of Hawaii?
We're going to Oahu.
But what did Margaritaville have to do with anything?
I just like love that airport. I think it's so fun that there's one there.
Busted. Margaritaville. That's your word.
Wow.
Good job, he
got him.
Damn it! Jordan and I were looking at each other the whole time.
You know why? It's because...
I do love that Margaritaville, though. I have to say, it's so cool there's a Margaritaville at the airport.
You should have waited just a little bit longer. It was like too quick of a sneak in.
It was like, anyway, so I have news.
Yeah, you had to like maneuver into it.
I never slick fly.
Never mind. Anyways, hi.
I was like, wait.
I kept trying to just, my heart was racing. I'm freaking out.
Your heart races when you say it. You're like, fuck.
I was like, and then you kept asking, though. You asked 3 times. Okay.
It's okay. You know what?
It's pretty crazy when you get somebody to repeat your own word. Like you try to throw it out and then other people, it's like almost like a bonus.
Yeah. It feels good.
Okay, this is good. We'll forget about it.
Can I get a new word?
Are you guys, you have your anniversary date.
Yes.
Do you change that once you get married and like that's your new anniversary?
I think so, right? Like what are you guys going to do?
We don't have one.
Oh, that's right.
We've never celebrated like an anniversary.
So your wedding date will be your new anniversary.
Yeah.
I was just talking to one of my friends and she said that she has friends and she's getting married. So I think she's going to do this too. She and her husband will celebrate their dating anniversary as their normal like anniversary. And then once they have kids, they're going to celebrate their wedding anniversary as like a family anniversary.
Oh, okay.
So they have like one to celebrate with everybody and then one just as a couple.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but isn't that cute?
This is like probably horrible to say. And maybe when I'm like in a relationship where I can be like, oh yeah, we've known each other 4 years, but we've been married for 2. You know what I mean? Like maybe it'll be different.
Just mocked your ass. I heard
that. No. Like I hate when couples are like, well, we've been married for 3.5 years, but we've known each other for 8. Like I hate that. But like, I'm like, I just asked how long you've been married. You know what I mean? But it kind of gives.
Like it feels like it's not long enough, but it's more serious than like.
Yeah. Where I'm like, I didn't question. I was like, no.
You think you're trying to cover something up or bragging?
For 2.
No, it just gives the like, my baby is like 37 months old. And I'm like, just say how many years. No,
but, I see what you're saying.
Catch me being like, my baby's 57 months old. Like I will probably be that way.
True question. At what age is too many months to say that your baby's like not a year and a half? Or you know what I mean? Like what?
12
months.
Like 6 months.
After a year, that's it. No, after a year.
12 months. And then yeah, once it's 12 months, 1 year.
Yeah, a year. Yeah, my baby's a year and a half.
Yeah. Okay,
I think the reason people do the months thing is because it's in a competitive nature, mm-hmm. right? So when you would say like my baby is 19 months old, it's like, well, yeah, they're walking at 19 months. Like it's almost like it's not like they're doing something that is not normal at this age, right?
Yeah.
It's a way like to be like they're ahead progressive or baby.
Something like that. Any moms listening, I'm curious because I'm like, is it in doctor terms? Like, do they say when your baby's 19 months come? Like, do they say that with like checkups and shit?
I don't know.
It's only 9 months. Like, you're only getting to 9 months.
But like, it's such a thing. I'm like, is it just because your baby feels like your baby so you don't want to say a year? So you're like, oh, they're like months still.
I think we should count the months that they're in the...
Some cultures do.
What country? Was it Korea? There was a country recently that they changed the age. So instead of...
You're born at 1.
Oh, yes.
Korea, yeah.
I think, okay. And it's it's just crazy because as a universally, they could just be like, okay, everyone's 1 year younger because like they counted you're one mm-hmm. when you're born versus are you zero when you're born, but you're already 9 months. Crazy.
Like you celebrate your first birthday like
when you're zero. About that. So technically, we would all be
1 year. Yeah, I know.
What am
I,
31? So that means I'm going on my 31st year, but I'm 30.
You're in your 32nd year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're 31?
I'm 31. So we're 31.
Right now, we're doing our 32nd year.
So some countries, or not countries, I think before they would have counted us being 32.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're like, no, now you're 31. But that's crazy.
I think with the baby month thing, a lot of times, from what I picked up, they like measure like your baby's in this percentile for walking, this percentile for this. So I think it's that. But my best friend's nephew was born super prematurely. I think like 3 months early or almost 3 months early. And so he's like very behind on all of these like
milestone
things. Yeah, because he's significantly younger. Obviously he's much smaller and like you know, is much later because so technically
his 6 months wouldn't be
it's different than a baby that was born.
To me, it's giving military time. You know?
You know honestly, who does that? Todd. Like why is it? Why do you got the military time on your phone?
Because like, no matter what, whenever you look at military time, your brain goes, shit, I have to convert this now.
On Basically Unfiltered, it's all about keeping things real and unfiltered, even when it comes to health. That's why Timeline created the first ever longevity gummies, powered by MitoPure, a patented form of urolithin A. These gummies are backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. Just two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, helping improve muscle strength and boost energy at the source. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. It's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off. Just for listeners of this show, head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
I will say, I wanted to be so good at it. So I was like, I'm going to change my clock on my phone and then like, I'll pick it up quick.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I got over it and I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Military time.
Yeah.
Oh, she clocking, you're clocking him?
No, I was just, that was interesting. It made sense, but that was interesting.
Yeah.
That seems like a word that'd be written down on paper.
Well, are you? I'm not using mine on that.
I'm not either. I don't want to catch
it. Like it made sense.
No, it made sense. It made sense. I agree.
Wait, I
love. If that was his word, it was very perfect.
He would be good at that, though. He would do this in a good way.
It would be
interesting.
But like I said, I think your life starts as soon as it like. As soon as you see it, they should try to figure out when you see it.
Wait, what?
Oh!
I think life starts at conception.
I think spiritually, like when it's like a little.
This is so funny.
It's like a little organism in your thing, and then it becomes nine months. Then you're 9 months. Then you're 9 months.
That was funny.
That was so good.
I like the cultures that do that.
Sorry.
Shut up, Jordan.
That counts.
It's cool. Imagine coming out and you're like 9 months old.
Yeah.
I mean, you technically are.
But I'd rather be younger. So I'd rather be told like, oh.
Yeah.
You know? When you guys turned 30, did you have like a midlife crisis of any sorts or quarter life crisis or situation?
I didn't feel anything when I turned 30. Like I was just like, I thought I was going to feel like that old thing happened, whatever. It all hit me the next day after I proposed. It was almost like you see your like life flash and then it hits you. And then like you're like, I'm at this point in my life.
Also,
I never had that feeling. Like I never felt like I was aging. Like living in LA, we kind of have like a different lifestyle. Yeah. And we do dumb shit. Like we've acted super young. Like, and I've just always felt 21. Like weird. And then the next day I was like almost like it all caught up and I was like, this makes sense. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, like, and
my heart.
It was all at once.
Yeah.
I see that.
Mine was only had one spur of wow, my life's different when I lost my virginity.
I felt like a man.
Yeah. And then I've felt still the same age. Since then.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I think seeing my mom, how young spirited she is, I think that keeps me young also. Like, I don't see my mom as old at all.
Mm-hmm. I feel that way with both things where I kind of think of like big life events on a checklist. And I'm like, mm-hmm. wow, that's one thing I just checked off that I've thought about for my whole life and now will never do again.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I view things too.
Well, and we're asking this because Rem is turning 30 next year.
Yes.
So it's a big birthday.
Don't fear it.
What is it? Oh, Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
What are we doing for your Dirty 30?
Vegas! Ah!
Throw me in a bus!
Stupid.
Let's do the theme of Vegas is how everybody almost died in Vegas.
Oh,
like, that's
good.
The theme. So we'll do like, you know, sponsored by and then we, oh shit.
Bleep it out, Mariah, bleep it out. Keep it in, bleep it out.
Wait, real quick, I do have to say, we were like looking at, you know, going to Vegas, team bonding. We're like, oh, maybe we could like, even like hit up some hotels. They always do so many like free things.
Mm-hmm.
And
we should hit up the hotel that Heath was in.
Well, our manager's like, LOL, not us. Like the last basically unfiltered episode at the time was Heath flooded, destroying his hotel.
Guys, this is our podcast. Let me know if you want
to. Yeah, we should switch the title to that, huh?
We're like, it's okay. We can pay.
They got some good insurances on those hotels, so we learned. So I think we'll be good.
$30.
Not bad at all.
If we were gonna pick a hotel, which one would we pick
to do a like a Vegas excursion at?
I think the Wynn.
I think Excalibur.
Ooh.
Oh, you want to go
circus,
that route?
Circus.
Ooh.
The Luxor. I'm down.
The Luxor.
No, I love it. Would you say the Wynn?
Yeah.
I like the Cosmo.
The Cosmo.
The secret pizza shop.
It's really dark in there.
But the secret pizza shop is
Why
so
is there
good.
No Irish theme?
Like a pub themed hotel? No,
like just because like the luck of the Irish, like it should all be about like the jackpot, the slots, the.
Oh.
Wait, come on. Right? There's definitely slot machines that are like
leprechaun themed. Right,
yeah.
Right.
But
there's
that's
no
a good
like.
Idea.
Why is it not.
Is it too gimmicky though? Because I feel like it's a very slippery slope of like becoming something too cheesy, like a circus.
Got it.
I'd like to use my life for a word. Luck of the Irish.
No, I was being dead serious.
Shit! It just came so out of left field. It was somewhere in that conversation. No. 100% somewhere in that conversation.
Leprechaun, maybe?
You said it.
Oh,
that's getting so good.
Oh, wait, you said leprechaun?
I said leprechaun.
Wait,
you said leprechaun first?
I did.
Wait. Shit, I did not catch that. I thought he brought up an
Irish.
Why'd
you say that,
theme.
Remy?
I said luck of the Irish.
You
like,
brought
for
up
like
Irish.
A, like an Irish themed like
that
resort.
Is very like out of pocket though.
That was out of pocket. I'm surprised.
No, but
that
I see what you're
it.
Saying. Winning money, getting lucky in Vegas. I see it.
Leprechaun is a word that Jordan would know.
If it's not like the Irish, it's the other one. If it's not, look, that came out of left field. I'm sorry, guys. Are we all listening to the same episode? I think we all caught that. For the people listening,
rewind back to
if it wasn't luck of the Irish, it was leprechaun. Who said leprechaun?
Remy said leprechaun. But why would she agree that she said leprechaun? I guess this defeats the purpose. We're just supposed to like say it, right? Like that was.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
I so like I, the I debating. Lost.
We're that breaking the fourth wall here. We're like, guys, what do you think? It's like Blue's Clues.
And just how chill
which
Heath
word
is.
Did she just say?
I know I was close. All right, but let's keep going. Heath got one. He got one in. Let's keep going.
Okay, Vegas hotel. You guys go. Where are we staying? What's our itinerary when we go to Vegas?
I will not get over this. I know that word was in there. Come on, ladies. Use a Vegas. Use a life.
Here's my question.
Be warriors. Wait. Use a life. He threw it out.
Life for a life.
Whoa, he warrior. Just said warriors really weird.
Wait. I have a question.
Whoa.
I have a question for the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I say it, and I like no one catches it. Do I just move on and at the end of the episode?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
She said it.
I know.
So what if I already said both?
Okay. And no one caught it. Okay, perfect.
Well, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to end my story and be like, suckers.
Well, so you said it.
Damn, she did say something earlier that I was like, maybe.
Okay, Vegas hotels or Vegas itinerary. What are we doing for our
blackjack?
Trip?
For sure.
Obviously.
For sure. I'm thinking bus, club, what?
Another club.
You think blackjack's
my
word?
I'm still thinking about warriors real quick.
I know.
No, I don't think that was it.
It's a word we say all the time on here.
Warriors?
Mm-hmm. Brain rot.
Dumb. Stupid.
Stupid.
Okay, anyway, so no one cares about my itinerary.
No,
I was
no we care about your itinerary.
Buffet.
Buffet.
Bus, another bus.
Bus. Club. Ooh.
She's like, bus, club, another club, anthropology store.
No.
Bar.
That was random.
Yeah.
Jordan, what do you think of anthropology?
He's trying to throw.
No. I was genuinely making a joke.
No, I know.
He said it sarcastically, though, as a way to slyly.
Also, it's so niche.
When you guys played this, would niche, you like debate something girly. This much?
Or no, I'm calling him anthropology.
No.
Really?
I was using it as a joke. Okay.
Wait, you're genuinely. Funny.
All right, I'm out one strike. Who else made guesses?
Okay. I lost already.
You've already called two people out?
No, I haven't called anyone, but you guys called me out for Margaritaville.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't guessed yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to.
Oh, okay.
How many
no,
guesses?
No, we have two more guesses.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I have one more guess.
Me, I have zero words.
I haven't said any of them.
You guys already didn't hear mine.
On Basically Unfiltered, it's all about keeping things real and unfiltered, even when it comes to health. That's why Timeline created the first ever longevity gummies, powered by MitoPure, a patented form of urolithin A. These gummies are backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. Just two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, helping improve muscle strength and boost energy at the source. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. It's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off. Just for listeners of this show, head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Oh, can we talk about planes? Because well, I actually have one story. Or not one story, but like something that happened, which is insane. Because I know we talk about planes every episode.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Shout out to our viewers who say we talk about planes every episode.
It's just another situation where it just makes me not trust planes. This one was crazy, though. Did you guys hear about
the fact airline? That you genuinely would trust a dragon to fly you over a plane is crazy.
When did I say that?
No, I just know you would.
Oh, no, that's really scary. Like, because to me, riding on a dragon is like riding in a helicopter. Like, it's so sketchy to me. Like, riding in a helicopter is very, very sketchy.
But, like,
okay.
It's very like
can't glide.
But a plane is more like secure as a pilot, two pilots. Yeah. But still, like I don't trust. Anyways, I'm going to get to what I saw. Did you guys see the airline that had a plane flying in as a plane was about to to leave? And something happened and they didn't call. They didn't have the plane in air traffic control.
Yeah.
Messed up. And they were going like this and they were like 700 feet apart before the plane that was lifting off noticed it
and went down
and made a bank to the right and both missed each other. But they would have both commercial airlines would have crashed into each other.
Yeah. Can I be so honest? I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. Frequently.
Yeah. Because there's so many planes.
So many planes. And how are they timing it perfectly?
It's their only job.
That's really crazy.
How many planes take off in a day? 100,000 flights take off and land every day all over the world.
I have to say, though.
That's way more than I thought.
Do you use this too? Whenever I'm on a plane and I'm like, oh, we might go down. I'm like, no, so many planes take off every day and they're okay. I'm going to be okay.
I do the same thing.
Same, okay.
But do you think those people that actually are in plane crashes, think they see the same too?
But like whatever gets us there.
Yeah, exactly.
Safely and...
But those type of situations help, and you usually a glass of wine really helps.
Mm.
Boy, when I drink a couple glass of wines on a flight and we hit turbulence, I'm just like, woo, if this goes down, I don't even care. I feel so good.
Okay, good tip.
What's her name in Bridesmaids?
Mrs. Iglesias.
Oh, is it Miss Iglesias?
Mrs. Iglesias. Okay, stove. Are you a kitchen appliance? Stove.
Are you? You kitchen appliance. You know this shit was improv too. There's no way that was written.
I love that.
There's no way that was like written by a writer.
So good.
So good.
It's just stupid.
It's so good.
But yeah, I thought that situation was crazy. And then like, what was it? A few days later, a United Airline, the wheel just popped out as it was lifting off.
Oh wait, I saw that
happening.
Like, what is happening? Where are the you know, the inspections?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I mean, you see how they treat roller coasters. They just put some duct tape on it.
You know, I think roller coasters, I think there's more inspections on roller coasters than planes, to be completely honest.
I just think of Knott's Berry Farm, and I think of, like, the, what's it called?
Oh, the that doctor, big
like
tower.
Yeah, like, it's been there forever. Oh, like, at what point do they have to get a new one?
Wait, you're so right. I never thought about that. Like, but, like, Disneyland is definitely checking their rides at,
Hold on, give me one second.
No,
what,
do you,
what
so.
Was that word? Supreme Scream?
Wait, no, I'm that's thinking Knott's Berry. It sounded a little...
Snoopy.
I don't think so.
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Wait. No, Knott's Berry seeming funny to me.
See, it would sound like that, but like we did grow up in Southern
California.
I'm not...
Yeah,
that's
know,
like the Castle Park equivalent. Actually, it's not.
but you know what? You have to also think about like what Jordan's picking, because Jordan has an interesting mind.
He loves Knott's Berry. Exactly. You're so right.
He wears the shirt all the time.
Ready?
Working together.
Wait.
I don't think Funnel so, though. Cake. I know her. What'd you say?
You son of a bitch. You just got one out on us.
Did I?
Oh.
Don't look for my
you
words.
Smell weird.
It's Orabella.
Okay. We'll let it ride. Sorry. Go ahead, Rem. I just had to.
No, you're so fine. You know Disneyland is checking those rides every minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, also, no one has ever, quote unquote, died at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They always remove them out of the park and then they probably
die. But here's the question. People that get decapitated, how do you not pronounce dead?
Well, I think they say, sorry, it can't, it, oh my God, R.A.P. Like they won't let some, fuck my life. None of those were my words.
Why fuck your life?
No. I can't get it out of my mouth.
Like,
get it, girl, you can do it. Get it out.
How do you not pronounce someone dead when they're missing a head?
Because I think they would still need someone
to say,
to verify.
Yes, like a coroner, a person, like a doctor, a person who's able to, who has that authority
outside the park
to do it, you know?
Do we think Walt Disney is frozen somewhere?
Maybe.
And that's why he came out with the movie Frozen. So anytime you say Walt Disney Frozen, the movie pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
yep, I've heard of that.
I'm on that side of Disney conspiracy TikTok, and I'm for it. So I think we should talk about conspiracies.
What's the darkest thing that's happening in Disney World?
I mean,
there's a whole thing about like the private, what do they call it? The 33 Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a restaurant. Is there something?
No, it's like a private like membership type thing.
Wait, I did know that, but I thought it was just food. Are there crazy things happening?
Supposedly.
Somewhere where you drop your kids off.
Oh my God.
Wait, what'd you say?
Somewhere where you drop your kids off, right?
And you never pick them up.
Welcome to the spooky Halloween episode.
I can't wait for our Halloween episode. We should go to Horror Nights.
I can't wait. Yeah, me too. Me too. Enough. Holidays come too quick.
I know. On our other show, every year we go less and less dressed up because it's just too much.
No, we're going all out this year.
Guys, we just dressed up as each other and that took how long?
We're going all out.
Yeah, we will.
What sucks about it is that we have to do it
like
weeks in advance. Like if we dress up really cool, I want it to be Halloween so I can go out in the costume. You know what I mean?
Not go out.
What do you guys want to be?
The Jonas Brothers and the Bonus Jonas.
Who's the Bonus Jonas?
Frankie.
No, which
what?
One of us?
The Bonus Jonas.
Wait, what kind of costume is that?
Oh.
The three Jonas Brothers and then the other brother.
Which
but that's
one
not
of
a good costume.
Bonus
that's an incredible costume.
Why is that? What would you wear?
Rem, who did people say we looked like dressed up as them?
Maddie Fitzgerald and London Tipton when they're dressed
as guys.
Yep.
So funny.
From Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Good.
Ashley Tisdale and Brenda Song.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's who we'll be, and they can be the Sprouse twins.
Fuck yeah.
Wait.
I want to be Count Dracula.
Okay.
I want to be Shrek.
Someone's word had to be one of them.
Shrek.
That had to be a word. No one wants to be Shrek. No, you want to be Shrek. I don't think you want to be Count Dracula.
Yeah, wait a second.
I'm calling my word.
You're calling me for
yeah.
Which word?
That's not my word.
Damn it. I had two. I was so excited.
I just wanted to be Nosferatu.
I know you want to be Shrek, so I'm not even going to.
That's not even like.
There's nothing. What's wrong with that?
You can be Shrek.
Get your word out, girl.
No, I'll be, do you want to be donkey or puss in boots?
I'll be puss in boots.
Puss in boots. I'll be donkey. You can be Fiona.
But the
no, you have to be the fairy godmother.
Yes! So right.
Come on right. Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can we do House of the Dragon characters for me?
You've already done it.
You didn't want to like go above and beyond, and then here we are about to have lace front wigs and everything for that.
But that to me is like worth the money and the time.
Okay, what's
you
the,
could go out
what's
in
the
it.
Most you've ever spent on a Halloween costume?
Alicia Marie.
I don't even want to talk about it. I don't know. No, say it's so embarrassing. So one year I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a baddie and like literally dress up every single night of Halloween.
Oh, you pulled a Kylie and Stoss.
Well, also like we work with makeup artists who get booked out for Halloween months in advance because all the girls in LA take Halloween so seriously.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've never really gone full out for Halloween. So when you're like, yeah, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to so do it. So long story short, we were told to go to this. Oh, we did our Romy and Michelle.
Yes.
We made custom looks for our Romy and Michelle high school reunion. They're like identical. I still have it. When am I going to wear it again? No idea. But
wait, I'm sorry. Romy and Michelle high school reunion?
Yes,
is that a costume?
It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
We were the characters.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Romy, obviously her drunk name. And then I was Michelle, but we actually thought it'd be funnier because she wanted to wear pink. So I was Romy, even though it's probably hard to guess.
They're saying this like we have any idea what this movie is.
It's so good. Wait, you guys, it's so good. The premise is these
Lisa
two
Kudrow?
Girls.
Yes. Lisa Kudrow.
I don't know who that is. What is her name?
Michelle.
Love her.
On Basically Unfiltered, it's all about keeping things real and unfiltered, even when it comes to health. That's why Timeline created the first ever longevity gummies, powered by MitoPure, a patented form of urolithin A. These gummies are backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. Just two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, helping improve muscle strength and boost energy at the source. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. It's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off. Just for listeners of this show, head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Her real name's
Michelle.
Michelle
Pfeiffer?
No.
Not Michelle Pfeiffer.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
No. But close.
I love that blondie bitch.
I love that bitch.
They're going to their 10-year high school reunion, but they're not where they want to be in their lives. So they make up a whole story and they say that they invented the Post-it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And like then obviously the lie spirals out of control, just like your
just
friend.
Just like your friend.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, literally that.
It happens.
I want to bring her on the show. Oh my God.
So sorry, Alicia.
My costume. Anyway, so I was like, one night I'm going to be Romy and Michelle. The next night, I forget what the other night was. Then I was like, okay, I should do one more. Like, what do I want to be? And I was like, oh my God, I've always loved like Incredibles. Like, let's do something Incredibles. So then since we were getting the custom looks for the Romy and Michelle, which like did not need to be custom, I was like, oh sure, they can do the Incredibles ones too. I didn't know how much it was going to be. I was like, it truly can't be that much, right? I was very, very much wrong when I got the invoice of like, $2,000-$3,000 for this, right?
It was full latex though.
It was full latex.
Measured to her body.
Worth it.
No,
what?
Like, it's in my nightstand drawer.
Wait, why the nightstand?
Because latex.
Latex. All right. Damn.
And anyway, I was so like, I don't even want to go out this night, right? But I was like, I paid so much money for this look. I have to wear it. So I put it on. It was so tight to put on. Like, literally, I'm like, there's no way I can get this up.
It's like a wetsuit.
No, literally, I take my photo and instantly take it off. I'm not kidding. I didn't even bend over. It rips.
No.
The $3,000 yes, outfit.
Yes, it rips. And I literally was like, blinking and late. I was like, and I was just like, this was such a waste of money. And like, oh my God, I'll never. Clearly, I'm just not a baddie and I'm not meant for that life. I can't. It's too much work.
Yeah.
It's too much work. My ass was too fat.
It's a full time job for Halloween for girls.
Try
in LA.
Being an influencer.
Yeah. And I mean, in LA, I feel like it's just really expensive for girls.
No,
yeah,
literally.
As soon as you leave the city,
you better not wear that outfit two nights in a row at these parties.
No.
That's social suicide.
No, like.
They start their glam at noon. They're ready all day.
I was
all
sweating
night.
Just after doing my TikTok transition. And I wasn't late. I was like, I couldn't even dance in
That's
this.
How I felt when me and Taylor did that House of the Dragon costumes. That cost me money. But like in my head, I was like, okay, I can make content out of this. It like I'll make it back. And it costs so much money. Mm-hmm. And what cost the most was the hair, the wigs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man.
To like get it put on or the wig itself?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah, Reggie Tom, he charged me top dollar for that.
Oh, your budget just got really high.
I know. Why can we talk about that real quick? Why are people charging so much to put on like a hair?
It's an art form.
It is an art form.
I know it's an art form, but like $500, $600 is like so much money to put on a wig.
It's hard to find cheaper that like looks good. Like it'll look like someone only like.
Give me the glue and wig.
And that is why we hired Amanda to do our wigs for the other episode because
Amanda's
good.
A scam artist.
Ooh. Tell that to her face.
I'm kidding. That's the one that did our looks last week. Yeah.
Scam artist.
Scam artist.
I know that's not it either, but I can't seem to pick up when it isn't.
It's really tough. It's really tough. I haven't been able to. I thought I was.
I keep blacking out and forgetting we're playing the game, which is good. Yeah, but then I'm like, oh, I probably missed so many. Yeah, like, I think you're already out of your words. I think you've said them all.
No.
Really? Okay.
I have one left.
Okay.
So you're done.
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. Wow.
Shit, I gotta bust this out.
Anyway, so I can't wait to hear the way she's talking.
Wow, oh, I'm craving.
On Basically Unfiltered, it's all about keeping things real and unfiltered, even when it comes to health. That's why Timeline created the first ever longevity gummies, powered by MitoPure, a patented form of urolithin A. These gummies are backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. Just two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, helping improve muscle strength and boost energy at the source. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. It's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure Gummies. Timeline offers 20% off. Just for listeners of this show, head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Does anybody want to come up with a topic?
No.
Anybody need to look at their sheet real quick before coming up with a topic?
Maybe like, I don't know, we can talk about music?
Let's talk about music.
I don't know. More movies? I love movies.
Is there any like movies coming out?
You bitch.
I didn't even. She said movies.
Okay. Yeah, Twisters. But you like that one.
Twisters is coming out.
Oh, I wasn't a fan.
Oh. You watched it?
Yeah, Heath and I went to go see the premiere. It was
really good. It was cute. It was good. It was just like. You know when like
a remake love, story?
It's like a little unbelievable, you know, okay. Things like that.
I mean, you can't. The original was just like
it's so
classic.
Yeah. The original, yeah.
It's hard. To, any remake or reboot is really hard.
A remake,
yeah. But we actually had like faith in this one. We're like, oh, this could be really.
I enjoyed it. Like, I liked watching it.
I liked the premise of it. I liked how they incorporated social media into it, but not
it
made
wasn't
it like
an
cringy.
Way.
Yeah, it wasn't like in a tacky okay. way.
Like the guy was like a YouTuber.
In
the movie, but
Glenn
it wasn't
Powell?
Like a yeah. Ugh. But it wasn't like when sometimes movies they'll make them too like YouTube catchphrasy,
like
yeah.
the cringe. Like Mean Girls.
Yeah,
no, it was done
yeah.
perfect.
Oh my God,
it was
my
done
followers
perfectly,
want
yeah.
me to da 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 da.
Yeah.
But he was really internety. Like he was very okay. like, but it was just done
really right.
Well. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I did.
I think Glenn Powell is going to be a huge, like he already yeah. is, but like I think he's going to be, it's so interesting thinking because obviously there's like the Brad Pitts, the George Clooney's, the Leo's, like that wave of celebrity, A-list like male celebrities. And like, obviously they're going to get older and like there's going to be a group around our age who are going to become that. And I think he's in there.
You think yeah. he's in there?
I think him. I think Timothy Chalamet.
People have their moments,
34,
though.
34, 32, maybe?
It's okay. really interesting how people, like, we always, whenever there's, like, a big movie and, like, we're like, oh, that's going to be the next yeah. big actor. They just,
Noah
we just
Centineo.
Never, we just don't see him.
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
We just don't see him again. But, like, he still has time. He's still young. What is he, like, 20?
Noah Centineo?
27, 28?
Noah
yeah, Noah Centineo.
Probably.
I feel like
yeah.
he still has time. Yeah. He could have a crazy movie at like 38, 39. And
that's
then
true.
It all
I
depends on your
Austin
team.
Austin Butler. Huge.
Dude, after Dune, Yeah.
He's killing
Dune.
It.
He's in Dune?
Mm-hmm.
Dune 2.
I've been starting to do this now because TikTok always pushes like movies. I've been seeing so many movies being promoted, and that's how I get usually
recommendations
for movies. So now whenever I see a movie or a trailer, I'm like, oh, that's really good. Immediately I'll go to my calendar and just save it as a thing because I always miss it.
Calendar
always,
or notes?
Calendar, just in my calendar.
Oh.
Yeah. Watch this at this time.
No. It just like reminds me like, oh, this like movie that you... Shut up.
No. I
hate.
Ooh, sorry guys. Busy next week.
Wait,
is it like a reminder list?
I just put it down. I don't know. Well, okay, so we're a household that watches a lot of content, like a lot of movies, a lot of shows.
I didn't say you weren't. I was just like,
I don't know. Are you trying to get your word out or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
I just put it in my calendar. Just like, oh, just reminder. This
I
is the
really
movie
like
watch.
The reminders app.
Me too.
I love it.
I've never. Okay, so when you said that, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
never
good. So on my like on the, my
no reminders no, not, app. No. I've never used it.
On my home screen, I have it says all reminders. So I'll write reminders here. So if it was like,
oh Heath, I don't have that the version.
Oh really?
Wait.
So if I was to do like. Groceries, whatever. Like I know I need to get groceries tonight. I'll forget. So on the home thing, I put it as a box so it'll say like groceries and then I can press that little dot to check it and then it goes away.
Oh, that's amazing.
So if I was like, oh my gosh, I know I have to call Zane back tonight, I'll put like call Zane. So when I open my phone, I see it and I go, okay, boom, did it.
How do you get that on your phone? Like that little bubble on your
screen.
You
don't know how to make like the bigger boxes and smaller boxes?
I'm such a boomer when it comes to this shit. Like, I don't know.
You've never done widgets?
No.
Zane, it's the best thing. So, like, right here, I have my calendar huge so I can actually see
the things
that I have.
I hate myself, man. This
I
sucks.
I hate Wait. Myself.
I'm just, I should be better at this type of.
I'll teach you. It's easy.
You guys, okay, Remy's going to have a heart attack when she sees the way I set up my calendar. Just click on any day and just look at how I put it down.
Wait, is that the
watch Terminators?
Is the time
go to Long John
Silver's? That's like my main calendar when I put stuff down.
Wait, I need to see this. Ow!
It's really bad, and that I think that's why I can't. I don't remember anything.
You don't even like use Google Cal, do you?
I'm sorry.
Google Cal.
No, what
Google Calendar? Apple
no, calendars. I thought. Is that not it?
Google Cal.
Oh my God, look at that.
It's not even that crazy.
Thank God.
Oh, you are busy.
Thank God you have a nose checkup on December 2nd.
Oh!
Okay, all right.
That is epic.
That's so good. All right.
She was waiting to ask that.
Yeah, sorry, just let me grab my phone.
Okay, remember Heath was saying about filler?
Botox?
Oh, yeah.
Filler.
Okay, I got filler. In my nose! In my nose!
I thought you meant, like, I was talking about your boogers and things because you always make your nose.
All right, Remy, remember the last episode we had a break and you're like, Zane, your face looks different. I'm like, thank you. And you said, oh, it must be the haircut. I was like, yeah, it's the haircut. It wasn't the haircut.
Wait, he got a non-surgical nose job.
He got a non-surgical
Shut
nose job.
Up.
They just Doesn't a it look few amazing? Pumps in my
no.
nose.
Hey, like because I see you from the side so much.
Yeah,
it looks really
so
good. I
when you
tell
look
what
at the
was.
Side of my face, normally it would droop down like Squidward, but it doesn't droop down anymore.
It looks
it just
really
stays
good.
Straight. But when I smile, it droops down a little because you know
that's
naturally.
That's normal.
But
no, not even. It looks so good.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so like smooth. Like it's so like perfectly straight.
Yeah. So I apparently had a bump. Like I didn't even realize I had a bump, but I had a little bump and the doctor was like, oh, can we just put more in the top two? I was like, I don't care about the bump. Like, I don't mind having, he's like, let me just do it. So he did it and it ended up looking better.
Did
and I was
it hurt?
Like, oh yeah, it worked. You want to see
no,
it before?
Did it hurt?
Oh, hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, not as.
They put like a numbing cream.
Not anymore. Ah. Like, yeah.
Wait.
So I honestly haven't talked about it at all because I want to see people would notice it and nobody has really noticed it.
Oh I literally God. Thought it was for like your booger situation, your nose checkup.
Yeah, I didn't want to just tell people. I just wanted to see if people would notice it.
It looks great.
Wait,
thank you.
Show the side by side, the quadrant picture you sent me.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
Guys, if
I'm just mad our second team bonding could have been to go get filler and Botox.
Plastic surgery
and,
day.
No. And like y'all didn't let me know.
I just wanted the droop to not
Wait,
be there
now
anymore.
I want it.
Oh, you and then, oh.
Where is it gonna, you're just already straight.
Really funny. So my mom has been begging for a nose job, right? Like she wants the full thing. She wants to get rid of her mom. And I show her that and she freaks out. She's like, "Why you got one?" I was like, "No, this is like the non-surgical, like no, so you just put filler in it."
Yeah.
And it literally, it gives you the nose you want without, but mind you, I'm not trying to like reshape my nose. I just wanted to get rid of like the tip and that's it. And so a non-surgical nose job is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But I was telling my mom this and I was like, it's really interesting that my nose after the filler, I put the filler in it. It looks like my dad's nose. I'm like, I look like I have my dad's nose now. And she's like, "Honey, do you not know?" I was like, "Do I not know what?" She's like, "Your father has gotten a nose job.
I was like,
"Get the f—" I was livid. I was like, "No one's ever told me this. Like, why my dad had this good nose and my brother both have." I was like, "Where did we get these noses from? Not from my mom's side. Like, it should be from my dad's side."
They never told you?
Never told me.
I just found out after I showed my mom. I've had that conversation like 20 times in my life where we're talking about people who get plastic surgery
like
and how
Kim Kardashian.
Their kids are going to be like, "Oh my God, like, why do I have those boobs?
Yes.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
So my dad, he didn't just go to the doctor and say, "I want a nose." He like something happened where he broke his nose, but something happened.
Oh.
And then he went in. This is some shit I would do. I think he so he went to the doctor's like, "Hey, while you're fixing my nose, why don't you just give me a nose job?"
Yeah.
Pretty much.
If you're already getting a fix and you want one.
Also, if you're going under anesthesia, it looks great.
It looks really, really good. I'm not kidding because I always see your face turned and it like, I noticed something different, but I couldn't put my
finger on it. It was really funny that you brought it up. I was going to tell you right in that moment, but I was like, we'll keep going to see how long it takes.
It looks like great. Secrets are nice.
Do you feel good? Do you feel confident?
It feels good that I feel like I don't have a bad side anymore.
Since I got that, I can sit any side now.
Really?
Yeah.
You can breathe better?
I can breathe better too.
Really?
Yeah, because my nostril was pretty, like when they injected, it pretty much got pushed up.
Oh my God.
I can breathe better.
It's like a breathe right.
And yeah. So I told my doctor the two things that I would like done today, if it's possible, is fix the droop. And also when I push my nose up, I can breathe better. So I'm hoping that whatever you do helps me breathe better too. And it fixed both.
Oh my God.
Wow. And the whole thing took like 10, 15 minutes.
Wait, that's exciting.
Remy, I walked out of there and I was like, I was excited, but I was also so frustrated because just knowing that I could have done this at any point in my, like, it was just so easy. It was just so easy to go there and get it done and then leave in 15 minutes.
But that's why, like, plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery can be so addictive because you're like, wow, I can do something in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What else can I fix now?
I can see how addicting it could be. Yeah. Like, after doing it, I was like, damn, that's why people go in and get everything done. Yeah.
And it's like immediate results.
Crazy.
Immediate results.
No, like,
and you can always dissolve filler. But dude, dissolving filler.
Have you tried it?
Like, at least for lips. I haven't done it anywhere else, but like, which I don't have much anywhere else, but for lips, you have to like dissolve it after you've done it so much, or if it's just done bags, it can like migrate and stuff. It feels like your lips are on fire.
Really?
Like truly on fire.
Is it like a liquid they shoot
in?
They
inject something and that chemical reaction like breaks down all the filler.
It is one of the
most painful things I've ever done.
I thought they suck it out. I thought that's how they dissolve filler.
They inject another liquid and that chemical reaction like dissolves it.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds terrible.
It feels like a bee is just stinging your, like it's like, oh, I have such a high pain tolerance. In that moment, I was like, I'm a weak bitch. I was like, but then it was done in 2 seconds.
So that's what I was worried about too, because if I didn't like it, I knew I was going to have to dissolve it immediately because that's what I just would want to do. So I was really hoping that I didn't have to get to that point.
Was it swollen or like, was it immediately like, boom, you're good to go?
No. So as soon as he finished, I was like, all right, cool. Do I come in? When do I see results? Do I come in the next day? He's like, no, you'll see results in about 30 seconds. Yeah.
That's so cool.
And then they showed me the mirror. It was crazy how different it looked.
But the same.
How different like it looked, but how like this, how like similar it still looked.
It still looks
like my nose, which is.
Yeah. It does. It's so subtle.
And if I never said anything, no one would have ever noticed. Because nobody noticed that. Like Todd still doesn't know I got it.
Wait, really?
Todd still does not know I got it.
Wow.
I even told him, I was like, hey, do you see a difference? He's like, what? I was like, and he's like,
but your hair, don't ask the a straight hair man. Helps though.
The hair helps.
Never
yeah.
ask a straight
never
man.
Never ask a straight man for
I mean,
any
did I cut my bangs this morning? Yes.
Then he asked, he said, haven't you always had bangs?
Yeah, that's true. You don't fucking notice anything.
I haven't gotten filler, but I wanted to try some. But I've always been like a little nervous because I heard like depending on like your skin type or something, it can like fuck up the cells inside. Like something with the cells, like the nucleus or like something like something gets kind of fucked up in the cells. Like the mitochondria or something.
What my doctor was telling me is that depending on the doctor you...
On Basically Unfiltered, it's all about keeping things real and unfiltered, even when it comes to health. That's why Timeline created the first ever longevity gummies, powered by MitoPure, a patented form of urolithin A. These gummies are backed by over 15 years of research and multiple human clinical trials. Just two gummies give you 500 milligrams of MitoPure, helping improve muscle strength and boost energy at the source. They're vegan, gluten-free, and free of major allergens. It's science you can actually enjoy. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off. Just for listeners of this show, head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Jesus, Remy.
The cells. Mitochondria?
Really?
Damn. Wait, I knew that immediately.
I am so gullible. I'm like, yeah.
I didn't look at me. I didn't look because I knew.
That whole time I'm sitting here like.
Jordan, you gave me the hardest words.
Okay, women in STEM.
I was so.
You know, in the mitochondria of the cells.
I was like,
you know, it was either that or, did you know the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cells?
That's funny. Yeah, you're
pulling that past me.
Oh my God.
I would not look at you.
Yeah.
I strictly looked at Zane.
I wouldn't have gotten it if they didn't say something.
All right, moving on. I'm out. I'll be quiet.
You know how to ball.
But to continue the mitochondria of that conversation, my doctor was telling me that if you go to like a doctor that's not like experienced or just like not the best doctor, they can hit a certain vein
that can
your nose look worse than what it did and just make it crooked. I'm like, well, that
also under eyes, it's like not a just, lot of doctors won't do it.
You can go blind, yeah. Right, if you hit a certain nerve.
There's like
under
nerves
the
and stuff that are also arteries and things like that, like throughout the nose, like on the sides, the eyes, that if they hit it, it can go to your brain.
It's so scary.
I will say I think this is safe. This is much safer. I think this area,
yeah. Lips are easy.
Oh, you should do that.
Whoa.
Zane.
I know you've done it. Haven't you both done it before?
Just because I've done it doesn't mean you can say I should get it done. Okay.
That was like you guessing where Matt would get it done.
Oh yeah, Matt.
Matt's like, yeah. I'm going to get Botox. He goes, where are you going to get it? Like right here? And he was like, no.
Oh, right here. Oh,
that's so mean.
Oh, you know, Matt just went to the doctor like 2 days ago to get a skin cancer thing removed.
How'd it go?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But he went yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
I have such a big scar. Mine wasn't cancerous, but it was precancerous. And I have a huge scar on my back now.
Okay, precancer. So underground and shit.
Woo!
Yeah, I knew about it before everybody else did.
Okay, pick me.
Oh, keeping the secret, holding on to the secret was so hard.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with people that do that. When someone's like the baby ones are the best.
Yeah.
Like so happy for you too. Like, oh my God, hardest keeping the secret was the hardest secret to keep ever.
I can't wait to comment on all that shit on
cute
your wedding
jacket.
Pictures.
Whose is it?
Picture cred. Oh, who took this? Great photographer.
I'm so happy you sent me all of these to ask me which one was my favorite before you posted. This was my favorite of the set too.
I liked the other one better, but
yeah, that's a good one.
I love the trend where girls will send pictures to their friends and like, hey, is this cool to post? And they'll like morph their like forehead just a little bit.
I love that.
They're so good. I could watch like just different reactions all day. So good.
They do one too with the yellow teeth filter.
The what?
That one's so good too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe those because the filter's way too yellow.
It's too much, but
yeah. But when someone's holding the phone and then you kind of glance, you're like, whoa, what?
Yeah. You can like choose how intense or subtle it is, but when they separate your eyes a little bit more,
yes.
It's just a little bit wider.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Yes. You see them
so
like,
good.
They're like looking at themselves.
Like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. Yeah.
They do this to me every year.
The my favorite or doing it to like older people is the best. Like parents, because they have no idea like filters exist like that.
I should do it to my mom. She
so
she'd
good.
Be so it'd
be
funny.
So cute.
The eyes should be like, honey. She'd be like, oh, I don't.
I wish my parents like lived like doing filming shit like that with your parents would be so funny. I have so many ideas to do with like my mom and but you know, never see them.
Hey, she's retiring soon.
She retires in October.
Oh my God.
She's done. Firefighter for
that's incredible.
Yeah.
For how long?
For like 25 years.
Wow. Yeah. She's so cool.
She's seen so much. I really hope that she can talk about like all the shit that she's. I know she's done it a little bit, but like I want her to really go deep like into go like in. The crazy shit that she's. Because I'm sure she doesn't want to, or she wants to wait until she like retires to like talk about all that.
I don't
shit.
Know if it's so much that she wouldn't want to like put out her work like while she's working there, like obviously, but I think it's the more stuff that you've seen, you don't really want to like dig deep into your brain to relive it.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you're kind of like unpacking the trauma that you've seen.
You know how terrible I feel that like my brother and my mom are like saving lives and I'm sitting here all
look at my nose. Before it was like this. But now it's like this.
I'm saving lives too.
Oh my God.
You know?
Damn. That was good. I needed that.
How many followers does my mom have? So,
you don't see Pepsi working with her. Pepsi. Okay, I'm back. I'm okay. Good, I'm good,
right.
I'm good.
All right, guys.
Can we talk about the Canon event that we're going to tomorrow?
Yeah, oh my God. Nice.
I am so excited.
Okay, well, second team bonding. We're going to an event with Canon, who gifted us these cameras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Canon.
It's the reason our show looks so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'm excited. I honestly was like, Rem, I know you're so busy. Like, don't worry, you don't need to come. I was like, hey, like, do one of you guys want to go? And then weirdly enough,
we obviously wanted to go because we love Canon. You've loved Canon since the start.
Well, you know,
we were vlogging our first YouTube channels. Our first cameras ADD. Were
ADD, yes, ADD. 60, 70D, ADD.
Come
90.
On, ADD.
And then Mariah was free, and I was like, oh my God, guys, like, is this our second?
And then Alicia says, do you guys want to go to the soccer game event or do you want to go to the Speedway and shoot cars? I was like, what do you think I'm gonna
okay, I was waiting for you to like actually be like, yeah, let's do this one, because I was like, I know Heath would rather do this one, right?
You saw how I didn't throw myself out there like that. I was like, I am down for either one. Yeah. You guys can decide and I'll be happy. But I was like, come on, somebody say Speedway.
Yeah, well,
please.
For me, it was the distance, right? So I looked at both the venues. I was like, all right, none of us want to go to a soccer game 2 hours away. That's like crazy.
But I mean,
yes.
I love
Icon. Icon. The Speedway is in Pasadena, which I feel like we all love to go to.
Plus, Pasadena's my favorite place.
I love.
Yes. I got to try that Panda Express burrito. It's been on my mind since we talked about it.
Wait, had it?
No.
No way.
So the Panda Express has innovation kitchens, right? So their menu is a little bit different. They do burritos. So you can get like the orange chicken with the fried rice and the chow mein. Lo mein?
Chow mein.
Chow mein.
Yeah.
All wrapped in a burrito. They also do teas, bobas, all sorts of stuff.
Well, the other food item that they had that they got rid of that they should bring back is that fried chicken or the chicken tenders.
Oh, Szechuan chicken tenders.
Yes.
Okay, Panda.
They need to bring that back.
If anybody at corporate is watching right now, please bring that back. That was the absolute best, like, best chicken I've ever had.
You brought it in, and then you got rid of it. In the span of, like, what, 3 months?
It was
absolutely
the best.
What's the word?
Believable.
Unbelievable, yes.
But yeah, so that's out there. So if we're down.
Oh, I'm down.
Let's do the Speedway and go get some.
So we should drive.
Yes.
Oh, we should.
I think we should drive.
Can we?
I'll drive.
After, you guys want to go to like the
Arcadia Mall?
No, I was thinking like the Galapagos Islands or something. That'd be sick.
Galapagos?
Busted.
Why?
That's your word.
Galapagos Islands.
No.
Really? No, you're lying.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
I wanted to give you guys that one.
That was a good try.
But yeah, so
I knew that wasn't coming
yes
out.
Yes to the mall. Yes to Pan Express Burrito.
I just got a new camera from the 70s. It's a Canonette.
Ooh, wait, what a cute
what's
name.
What's a Canonette?
It sounds like a
Canonette QL17.
Ooh, ooh, is it like a girly ooh camera?
It's so it's a rangefinder type camera. But it's 35 millimeter film, and I'm so excited.
Wow. Oh my God.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's going to take good wedding photos.
And then I also have a Super 8 camera coming.
Oh, that's so exciting.
At the Canon 514 XL. Oh. It's going to be sick.
Okay, well, we know who's excited.
I'm very excited.
Is it affordable? Because I wanted to buy something like that.
But so you can Super 8. Do you like film? It.
I could borrow it, but yeah. I don't like borrowing other people's stuff because
no,
I feel
like, are you kidding?
You're saying you want a film camera?
The
Super
8.
The one Matilda had.
So oh, you can get them on like Facebook for like $250.
It's just
wait,
the
is that the one?
Expensive,
is that the one
right?
You bought?
So the I have the 514 XL, but I got I found a package deal online that had the original box, the leather wow like shoulder strap carry case that it came with.
Oh, nice.
Also came with two different lens attachments, like a wide, also like a 52 millimeter lens attachment.
Yes.
Nice.
Came with a roll of Super 8 film and a couple other things like in the box. It was like a package deal.
Yeah.
But everything all together, I think was like 800.
I thought they were much more expensive than that for a Super 8.
I think it's
there's
like the
different
film
there's
so
different
expensive
kinds. There's so many different. It's like picture cameras. Like there's so many yeah different brands, yeah, so many different models.
I'm gonna play with yours first.
Yeah.
And then I'll see.
I just get such hyperfixations that like I want it and then I buy it and then I'm kind of like, you know, then I'm good. So like I think you should just what? Hyperfixation?
I don't think
unfortunately I just have ADHD.
I don't think Jordan would put that word in that.
I'm the same way. I get like really fixated on something yeah too, and I just like if I don't know everything about it, I'm like
and all the reviews and the research. Mm-hmm.
I have like a super hyper fixation like when it comes to like the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say.
Tell us a little bit about
that. You couldn't give me a word that I can actually pronounce. You know how I was trying to sneak that word. Wait, can we finish the game? The secret
yeah
word game?
The game ends right now.
The game ends right
orangutan
now.
Orangutan.
Okay.
2400.
Orangutan was yours?
Yeah.
Orangutan and what else?
I said it earlier. No one caught it.
Good. What was it?
It was Aristotle.
You said it like 100 times,
say that
too.
You
she
know how
singing
to fall, I know Aristotle.
I knew you kept singing that, and I was like, that's something.
But it's a Taylor Swift song.
I didn't pick up on it. I heard it, but I didn't think
she
anything of it.
She kept singing it. I'm like,
that
you know
has what
to be it.
This round is fine.
No, singing is fine.
No, singing is not. You cannot put it in a song. That is
no.
No, the thing is, the game is to put it into a conversation.
And so how many times did I say?
No. But you were also singing it in the background, and I knew something was fishy because you kept singing it over and over and over, and it was to yourself.
Mariah,
and I knew
please cut every time I said it.
They do one too with the yellow teeth filter, and I knew you didn't feel confident because you were doing it over and over again because you're like, I'm not singing it loud enough.
No. I kept singing it because I was like, these bitches are going to be like, when did you say it? So I was like, I need to make sure I say it enough times so it's not
I,
okay.
I heard it a bunch of times and I didn't think anything of it. The last time you said it when you were talking or someone was talking, I was like,
Alicia, shut the fuck
yeah
up.
Yeah, I was like, we heard it, girl. Yeah,
okay, girl, go on.
It was okay the last time you did it.
We're gonna let it slide.
We're gonna let it slide this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was our fault for not saying
Swifties
that.
Swifties rise.
Yeah.
Swifties yeah, right?
Okay. Attack. Zane, did you get all?
No.
You got your first one in.
No, Galapagos Island obviously yeah was the one I not get. But my other word was organism.
Organism, oh, good. When did
wait,
you say
that
it?
Is a good one.
It was when I was trying to force the baby conversation.
Oh,
okay.
We were laughing.
Good.
You saw how I came back. I was like, I need to get this out now.
You said there's like an organism.
That
in
was the only time okay I knew that I was going to get that word out when we were talking about babies.
Really good.
That's funny though, because that makes it even funnier why you didn't know what we were laughing at. Because you were probably focused on your word. So you were like, wait, why are they laughing? And
we're like,
no, you're literally, like, we're talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Of
good.
Life.
Good. And then yours was
Margaritaville and mitochondria.
Good.
Damn.
Those were hard.
You know what? Margaritaville. You really could have won with that one, but
with like a Jimmy Buffett, like I could have talked to a Jimmy
or
Buffett.
Universal
Studios. Even the way you did it was perfect.
Yeah,
it just needed to be
just too early.
It was
on.
Just yeah.
It was giving it your merch when you were like, "It's a joke, guys."
I'm so like, bad. I'm so bad at this.
But okay. No, but it was good. It was your first time playing it. It's
apparently,
good. That was
mine. Thank sucked too. I wanted to do. When we were talking about movies, I was trying to bring up like old Disney movies, and I was gonna bring up Dustin Checks In.
Yeah, and that's how
he's an orangutan. And I was like, oh my god, that'll be so good. But it kept going off of movies. And I was like, now it's just fucking.
Like speaking of Jane Goodall,
I know. And then it was the end. And I was like, fuck.
That's how Matt does it. So when we play the game,
yeah,
I'm sure he's so
out
good
of the
at
four
it.
Of us. Mariah, really Mariah is the best at the game.
Oh Mariah is so smooth.
She's really smooth with it. But Matt, that's how Matt gets his words in. He'll like bring up a movie. Mm-hmm. He'll talk about it for a good 3 minutes and then he'll throw it in there.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's not like.
In here, it was so good. It was just my execution. Yeah. It's okay.
What were your words?
I could have done a lot better. Yeah,
so you were onto it. You thought something was funny.
It.
What saved me was when I brought up the luck of the Irish, the whole thing about the casinos.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah, like a leprechaun. And as you're saying leprechaun, I'm like, yeah, like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
And we're saying it to each other.
Yeah.
Leprechaun's
so
a word?
Leprechaun was leprechaun?
Yes. Oh my God.
It was leprechaun, but
so
she
I
said
guessed it.
It
as her.
Yes.
Wait.
I thought we were just on the same wavelength. I thought we had a moment. Ugh.
So mine was leprechaun. And that's why I was like, you said it first.
That was really good.
Wait,
you
know what?
I should have caught it when you said, no, she said leprechaun. I should have caught
mother.
That too.
That's really good.
And where were my friends?
You knew.
At that time? Where were my
I'm
friends
sorry.
At that time?
Organism.
My second one was Long John Silver's.
Okay.
When'd you get that in?
So
I remember
when we were
you
talking
it.
About the calendar and you, there was something said and
going
I was like,
dinner.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Zane's got to watch Terminators on this day, Long John Silver's the next day,
damn
something
it.
Like that.
I missed that.
Damn,
that's so good.
That was,
I knew you'd win.
Damn. I didn't even hear that.
That's good.
I think I was so shocked with what she just said that I have to now talk about it.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I apologize.
You heard
again.
The Long John Silver's.
I did. But
okay.
Like, I did.
As long as somebody heard
but
it.
But I did. Yeah. I do remember hearing that, but in the moment, I was blacked out. Like, I wasn't thinking about
okay,
the game.
Okay.
Very yeah, good.
That was good.
That was
good job,
really
guys.
Good. I'm impressed.
But do you feel the pressure of like thinking about the word in the back of your head the
no,
whole time?
No, I
right?
was yeah. like, I'm going to bring up Disney movies and they're going to be like, what movie are you talking about? And then I was like, they're going to get in 2 seconds, which is why I didn't say it to the very end. And then I fucked up anyway.
I think saying the word stresses me out less than trying to guess people's words. Because I'm
oh,
really.
Oh, I love the guessing.
No, I love it, but I'm like really paying attention.
Mm. Yeah.
But also almost too much where I'm not listening. I'm just like, could that be a word? Could
What's
that be a word?
Fun about this word? Game too, people play while they're watching.
Oh
so
my God.
If they feel like
oh,
the word
fun.
Was said already, they'll comment like, I feel like this was the word that
Wait, yeah, I
guys
I
comment that a, comment the
what?
Cookie emoji
mitochondria.
If you guys played with us,
comment the cell emoji.
Comment the cell emoji. Apologies for being as subtle as a gun. I'll try harder next time.
Same, and I won't sing.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Basically Unfiltered. You can check us out every Thursday.
We love you guys.
Bye.
And we'll
Bye.
See you soon. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye, my little organisms.
Little mitochondria.